Father, we bless you and we thank you indeed. Yes. We have 10,000 reasons to worship your name. Yes. And we thank you for the corporate gathering together today and for this anointing of your precious Spirit. And we give you thanks and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I had the privilege a few weeks of going to go to America to attend our International School of Ministry conference. And there were missionaries from all over the world. Armenia, Mexico, all over the world. And then from China as well. ISIM has trained 4 of the 5 underground movements. Can you imagine non-denominational kingdom teaching? 4 of the 5 underground movements. We are talking thousands of people. The previous conference, my wife and I had the privilege of meeting one of the leaders of the underground movement. Hy het net teruggekom van die tronk. Hy was 7 jaar gemartel vir sy geloof. 7 years. We saw. You feel so intimidated what God is doing in that nation. And he only had 86,000 students. Yeah, and the guy that was coming with him, learning from him, he was still an epi. He only had 12,000 students. And when they asked me, how many do you have? I say, 2. 2, you know. It's awesome to see what God is doing. They're in the 10, 20 window, 40 window. They don't talk about it because of obvious reasons. And God is doing some awesome things. So I want to tell you, God is doing some big things in the world. It's not all negative and gloom and doom. Amen. He's coming for a glorious church. You know, in all the years that I've done weddings, I've never seen an ugly bride. Never seen an ugly bride. Sometimes I looked at this one lady and I thought, oh, but when she came that day, she was beautiful, Corbis. A beautiful bride. Christ is coming for a beautiful bride. Amen. Come on, get excited. Amen. Yeah. I don't know how to present the title of my message. Have you ever noticed that evangelists have got that anointing to title a sermon? And just on the title, you come to repentance. But the teacher, sometimes Kuba stands up, he's not too sure what to call his message. So I'm flying with that anointing. Amen. Sometimes life seems unfair. But God is good. Amen. Well, that's sort of the gist. That's the title. Sometimes life seems unfair. But know that God is good. Amen. Things, life happens. And things happen not according to our plans often. And I'm not talking about those inconvenient setbacks. Like my wife and I had one day, the baboons came to visit our house. And we were here at Bezweni. They had a party. We cleaned up for hours afterwards. I'm not talking about that type of setback. Or the fridge thaws when you're away on holiday and you come back to a stench. Or the car breaks down. We somehow navigate those setbacks. Amen? But I'm talking about a crucible. The crushing that causes a contrite and broken spirit. I'm talking about those life events that we never planned, that are a changing event in our lives. And the good news is, they have a tendency to reveal God's purpose and plan in our lives. How strange it is, out of brokenness comes wholeness. Out of defeat comes victory. Out of death comes life. We serve an awesome God. In Daniel chapter 3, it seems to me as I read the story of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and I read the story of Daniel, I discover one underlying factor. When they went through their crucible, they ended up being promoted. So hang in there, your promotion is coming. Amen. In chapter 3, the king had, they had made an image. And when the instrument sounded, they had to fall down and worship the image. But they came and reported to the king, and they said, there's 3 Hebrew boys in the province of Babylon that aren't worshiping. When the music plays, they stand, and they refuse to bow. The king got angry, because the decree was, if nobody bows down, they get thrown into the furnace. So he heated the furnace 7 times hotter. And the men that threw them in the fire killed them. And in the king says in verse 25, look, he answered, I see 4 men walking in the fire, in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Imagine they get thrown into the fire, their bands get burnt, their clothes don't smell, their hair is not singed, it's 7 times hotter, and they're fellowshipping with the Son of God. Sure, I don't want to get out of that fire. And then in verse 30, the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. The king called out, O Daniel, was your Lord able to save you from the lion? The king promoted Daniel. Life sometimes seems to be unfair. But for those who trust in God, breakthrough is coming. In Psalm 51, in verse 7, David cries out to God. He had committed adultery with Bathsheba. He had her husband murdered. He cries out to God for forgiveness. And listen to his plea, Psalm 51, verse 7. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. The Hebrew word for contrite is to be crushed, crippled, and broken. These are the sacrifices of God. Now, I want to explain to you the word contrite. In science, there is what we call a colloidal suspension. A colloidal suspension is when a substance is taken and crushed to microscopic proportions, a fine powder. And when that process takes place, it is though the property of the substance is changed. In Exodus 32, Moses receives the law of God that was to change governance worldwide. God personally wrote the 10 commandments. And Moses comes down and Joshua meets him and says, it looks like there's victory in the camp. Moses says, no, there's defeat. And he's greeted with the children of Israel serving a golden calf. There is tremendous sin in the camp of Israel. And Moses takes the calf, throws it in the furnace, and grinds the gold to a fine powder. He makes a colloidal. And he throws this fine powder in the water, and he says, drink it. Now, gold does not dissolve in water. But when you make a colloidal suspension of gold, that fine powder, it dissolves and it gives the water a deep red color. You can immediately understand the symbolism of that. When I worked for Johnson & Johnson, they made an announcement, we're going to show you how baby powder is made. Have you ever seen how baby powder is made? Well, if you come tomorrow, I'll tell you. I was so surprised. They took us, well, it was a movie, they showed us a mine. They mine big rocks. And they crush this down, and it goes through a process of purification. But they crush this down to a fine talcum powder. It's a colloidal suspension. And Johnson's baby powder is so soft as a baby's. Well, you fill it out. It's though that rock has changed its properties to bring healing. In medical science, they use silver and gold colloidal suspensions to treat patients. It's something to do with the valency. The point I'm trying to make is that a contrite heart and a broken spirit, a colloidal attitude, changes the property, changes the person, makes us to look away from self and to trust in the Lord. And sometimes we need to go through a process of brokenness. This is not condemnation. This is not negative. This is fact. This is what life is about. And this is where we get our promotion. This is where we grow. You see, character is not formed in a crisis. It's displayed in a crisis. The Apostle Peter says, with all diligence, add these 8 virtues to your life. So when the trial of testing comes, you are able to face it and come out more than a conqueror. Come on. The good news is that crucibles have a purpose in life. And if you're going through a challenge in your life now, and things are hard and tough and you don't know, hang in there. It doesn't matter if you fall flat on your face. It's whether you get up. Amen. I picture myself running that race, and I've fallen. Have you ever fallen? Have they ever overtaken you? But you've got to get up. You've got to get up. When life seems unfair and things are hard, there are 2 things you must do. Number one is trust totally in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He shall direct your paths. The second thing is, get your life into gear again. In Exodus 33, when the children of Israel sinned, 3,000 were killed that day. The nation was in mourning. They had fallen flat. Everything had gone wrong. The Lord speaks to Moses. He says, depart from here, you and the people, to the land of promise. Leave this place. What place? This place of defeat. This place of failure. This place of mediocrity. This place of sin. This place where you can't go ahead. And as long as you murmur and complain, you've never left this place. Get up and go. There's one thing the Lord hates is murmuring and complaining. Amen. He says it in the Word. Paul says in Philippians 3:13-14, I forget the things which are behind. It's your choice to forget them. And I strain and I press and I move forward to the prize of the upward call which is in Christ Jesus. There's been cry outs on the internet against the violence and things that are happening in our nation. The time has come for us to trust the Lord and to get our lives into gear and to push and to go forward. It's up to us. It's up to you to make things happen in your life. In Genesis 24, verse 13, the servant of Moses says these words, "I'm standing beside this spring, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming to draw water. May it be that when I say to a young woman, 'Please let down your jar that I may have a drink,' and she says, 'Drink, and whatever, and I will water your camels too,' let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master." Imagine that, young guys. Your father sends the servant to go and find a wife for you. Maybe sometimes they might do a better job than you choosing. That's another sermon. You see, when life happens and things go wrong, and you're making a decision now to trust God and to go ahead, you've got to be diligent. You've got to work on your gifting. You've got to work on your calling. You've got to study. You've got to apply yourself. Things have to go, because promotion is coming. And so the Rebecca principle happened. The servant watched and looked, and he tested her. And the test he used was called the sweat test. Everybody say the sweat test. She was going to pass the sweat test. The acronym SWEAT says, stay with each assigned task. And this young, beautiful, virgin, pretty young thing, as we say in Joburg, she's not from Sandton, she's from the South. She's not a cool girl. This beautiful young girl said, "I will give you water and I will water your camels." Now the sweat test. That little container she was carrying must have taken about 1 to 2 gallons of water. Each camel drinks 30 to 40 gallons at a setting. There were 10 camels. It must have taken her 2 hours to water the camels. She passed the test. You see, when we pass the test, promotion comes. Hang in there. Don't worry. Don't give up. God has not given us a spirit of fear. The word fear there is timidity. And don't get intimidated by what you're going through. Don't get intimidated because you've been retrenched and people have stolen from you and people have spoken about you and things have gone. Don't be intimidated. God has not given us a spirit of intimidation. Don't operate in fear. But God has given us a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. A sound mind is renewed to the Word of God and says, God has everything in control. All things will work together for the good. Watch me. Check the space. Things are going to happen. I'm not defeated. I'm knocked down, but I'm getting up. I'm running the race of life. That's the renewed mind. Yes, things are wrong, but it's temporary. God's opening a new door. I'm excited. Come on. It doesn't matter how old you are. Colonel Saunders became a multimillionaire at the age of 70 or something. There's hope for you. God is giving us, you see, if you have a spirit of fear, God's not giving that to you. Who's giving it to you? The enemy. The circumstances, the situation. You've taken it. You said, praise the Lord, now I can be full of defeat. No, God has given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Operate in a sound mind. Operate in the anointing of the Spirit of God, because it is the anointing that breaks the bondage. You will be surprised if you dialogue and talk and pray and seek the Lord. And incidentally, I've noticed something happening in this assembly with these Monday night prayers. I can't come. I live in Pringle. It's far. But continue. See it through. Pray. The anointing will break the yoke of bondage. It'll set the captive free. You'll be surprised as you dialogue with the Lord what doors and what things open unto you. Many years ago, I was promoted when I worked for Johnson & Johnson to national marketing manager. And so they call me in and they congratulate me and they give me the sales forecast. I look at that Corbis and I say, "Oh, thanks for nothing." So the CEO says to me, "What do you mean?" I said, "I don't have to work to make that forecast." He says, "Really?" He says, "What will you do?" I said, "I'll double it." Amen. He says, "You will double it?" I said, "Yes, I will double it." He says, "If you double your sales figure anywhere in the world, first class for you and your wife, 2 weeks, all expenses paid." I said, "No, anywhere in the world, economy class for my wife and my two kids, all expenses paid." He said, "It's done." I said, "Put it in writing." I went to the canteen, came to my office, here it was. When I saw it, I said, "Oh, what have I done?" I went home and I asked my wife and my children, "Who wants to go to Disney World? Who wants to go to..." "Yes, yes." I said, "It's going to cost us." 3 weeks later, I had a crucible. I walked into our fridges. We had big fridges because it was a blood banking division. And there was Anisade Control Sierra, 50 boxes from the ceiling up, all short dated. And my predecessor never told us. This was going to be written off against our bottom line. I wouldn't even make the original forecast, never mind the extended forecast. I had a problem. And you know, the American companies, if you do good, they bless you. If you do bad, they fire you. I prayed. I asked the Lord for wisdom. And I've discovered one thing. God knows the blood banking business better than anybody. He knows how to sell a property. He knows all. He gave me wisdom. That Anisade said, I went to a lab and I linked him to a quality control program where labs throughout the world, using their reagents and using their equipment, they can compare to each other. He says, "Can you do that?" I said, "Yes." I left there and I said, "Now I've got to do it." And we did it. And they ordered all 50 boxes and they wanted another 50 boxes. And I contacted our suppliers and they said, "But that's old stock. We'll give it to you as demo." In 3 months, we hit our forecast. You see, the anointing of the Spirit of God makes a big difference. And I want to say to you, that there is no compartments in our life. It's not church on Sunday. I'm serving God, hallelujah. Then it's social life, hello my friends. And then it's work. And I'm different at each situation. Our lives are integrated. Yes. Bring God into your business. Bring God into your social life. If you can't welcome the presence of God in what you're doing, don't do it. And I've seen an intermarrying of this life. And the Lord did a miracle. My CEO called me and said to me, "How did you do this?" I said, "If I tell you, you're gonna sneer." He says, no, tell me. I said, "I prayed and I asked God for wisdom." I said, "You see, I told you you'll do that." God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. And when you start moving in love and you start to care for other people, you become a blessing and you are blessed. Because it's more. You see, you will stay in your ippy corners and in your corner and in your problems when you concentrate on yourself. But when you reach out in love and you start seeing the needs of others, you'll become a blessing and God will bless you. I want to close with this statement that I've seen. God has got somebody who's going to bless your faithfulness and your diligence. Listen to me, God's got somebody that's going to do it. You will be blessed, your faithfulness and your loyalty. If today you are going through a crucible and things are tough, rejoice, because your breakthrough is coming. Do you believe that? Amen. We give God the glory. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.